Item 18, discussion and possible action on a drought contingency plan, BRA, David Gulak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. It's kind of hard to remember the drought last year. It's kind of fading in my memory, which makes it a good time to think about our next drought. So based on the experience we had over the 2 years of the last drought, we want to do some tune-up on our current drought contingency plan, and this is an action item to do that. And of course, a drought contingency plan, I kind of like to think about it, there's three main purposes of it, is to monitor and to manage, and then to communicate to the public and to our customers where we are when we do have a drought, which luckily we're not in right now. Next slide, please, Jennifer. The changes that we needed to make based on our last one that was in your packet I'm proposing to you today. The last one was based on some longer-term demands. We've updated that based on our current and near-term demands. On our implementation frequency, we've tightened those down somewhat on a 3 to 6 year frequency at our higher demand lakes and a 7 to 11 year frequency at other lakes. And then we also look pretty carefully at our safety margin for stage 3, which is drought emergency, our highest stage of drought, to look at a 12-month reserve in our lakes or 30% of the reservoir, whichever was a higher amount. And then also the one significant change from an operational point that we really want to do is we've combined the volumes of the lakes at Possum Kingdom, Granbury, and Whitney into one aggregate volume to look at droughts because those lakes are operated as a subsystem. And they're dependent on each other. And then also Stillhouse Hollow and Lake Georgetown, the same thing. We've removed Lake Allen Henry, which the city of Lubbock has taken over from us. And we've also updated the hydrology on drought of record at Lake Proctor. And then also our latest sedimentation surveys have been incorporated into the new plan. And all of this goes into these the triggers for reasonable timing at our various drought levels. And then that's our last slide. I already mentioned to you that's the stage 3, and then the combined volumes at the reservoirs. That's reiterating that there. All of these have taken into account by adjusting the trigger levels that are in our drought plan. The levels all changed anywhere from hardly anything to about a foot or a foot and a half in most of the reservoirs. We put this out for quite a bit of public review and comment. We had a public meeting here. We had no one respond to the public meeting, and we also had no written comments submitted to us. So we kind of felt like we did our job here, and it was also mailed out to the regional planning, the state water plan regional planning groups. What did not change is all the action items of what we do in the various drought stages. Those all remain the same as they were. So it's really just a change in the numerics on the trigger levels. And I'll answer any questions, and if none, then I'll read the resolution.
Please read it.
There's every 5 year requirement, and the next 5 year would be 2009 would be the regular schedule. So we're actually doing it sooner than that.
Sooner, so because you had changes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Any other questions? Please read it, David.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that a drought contingency plan dated June 5th, 2007, prepared in conformance to the requirements of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, known as TCEQ, is hereby adopted and supersedes the current drought contingency plan dated March 14th, 2005. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager/CEO is directed to submit the adopted Brazos River Authority drought contingency plan to the TCEQ for approval. And be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is directed to incorporate provisions into all water sales contracts used by the Brazos River Authority to require purchasers of water from the Brazos River Authority to implement water conservation and demand reduction measures in accordance with the adopted Brazos River Authority Drought Contingency Plan.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Gear, and a second by Mr. Skaggs. Please hold the board.
Director
Pena? Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Garcia? Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gilmore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director
Thank you.